Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action Team podcast, where each week, not only do we like to inspire people to get into action, to start to really develop their business, but we also want to give you the tools to really move your business forwards. And this week, you guys are in for an incredible treat. You better grab a piece of paper and pen, because let me tell you, the couple that I have the absolute privilege of interviewing, get this, are the youngest Isagenix six-figure money earners worldwide. Globally for Isagenix, the youngest individuals. In fact, this gentleman is only 21 years old. He was a keen helicopter pilot. He thought being a helicopter pilot was going to create this life of freedom. And I mean, he just fell in love with the aviation industry. Okay. What's really interesting is he happened to meet a lady. And this amazing woman, from age 13 to 17, she represented her company in competitive sailing and traveled all over the world doing that. She studied at university and got a degree in an honors degree in textiles and design. She's absolutely passionate about traveling. Obviously, she loves sailing, but she really loves to pour belief into other individuals, especially women, that, you know what, they too can live the life of their dreams. And really remember that word dreams, because this couple dreams big, I'll tell you this. They are from New Zealand. They're members of the Start 1000. So Isagenix has a Start 1000 group, the young people that have actually created a six-figure income. So they're part of that. They were the number one team for their country in the ISA rally for 2016. They won the ISA Derby for Borneo in 2016. They're a three-star Golden Circle, okay, one-star Crystal Executive, and I did some math here, guys. Get this, as a three-star Golden Circle, okay, at age 21, we're talking about earning $10,000 to almost $15,000 a month, or convert that out, you're talking about $121,000 to $178,000 a year. I mean, it is my absolute privilege to welcome to the call this evening, Josh Carter and Sarah Berry. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, Warren.
How's it going? So good to be here.
I'm so glad to have you guys here. And again, congratulations on your success. I mean, last week was a massive week, going three-star Golden Circle and getting the call from corporate saying, hey, you are the youngest.
Six-figure
money earners.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I just want to start off by saying, you know, these Take Action Team podcasts have made such a massive impact to, you know, our business, especially me. You know, when I first got enrolled, someone handed me the Podomatic app, and it was the only reason I downloaded it was to listen to the Take Action Team call. And the first one I ever listened to was Mr. Jimmy the Butcher. And it was like gold. So yeah, I just really want to thank you, and we're very, very humbled to be on the call today.
Well, it's a privilege to have you guys, let me tell you. Now, I just let's start at the very beginning. I mean, I know you're a helicopter pilot. Josh, yeah. How did you get involved in Isagenix in the first place?
Yeah, so that's a funny story. So before Isagenix, I was, like you said, studying to become a helicopter pilot. I was right in the brinks of my study. And when I was in my study, I came across this guy called Adam Nesbitt, who you interviewed 2 weeks ago, I believe. But because of that, you know, I just left school, and I did what every good 18-year-old does when they leave school, and that's go on the pizza and beer diet. And that helps you, you know, gain a good 20 kgs on top of the 10 that you already were overweight. So now you're 30 kgs overweight. And I just did what every good 18-year-old do. But what happened with that was, you know, I lost my energy, I lost my self-confidence, and I really, really kind of lost myself in a way where I didn't have the energy to do what I wanted to do. And it was just really, really difficult for me. And so when Adam came around to my, or we turned up at flight school one day and he said, "Hey man, I've got something that might be able to help you with your health." I was like, "All right. Yeah. I'm open, I think." And he said, "I can't explain it. Just come around to my place tomorrow at 9 PM. And I was like, "Okay, this guy is a little bit crazy, but I'm going to come to his place at 9 p.m. tomorrow." And and little did I know, this conversation was absolutely going to change my life. So I jumped on the products. I lost 30 kgs, which was incredible. I've kept it off for a year and a half now. Peace. And the business started growing very organically for me. Like, lots of people just started noticing, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing that's making you look so good? You've lost a heap of weight." And I said to them, I literally had no idea about the power of network marketing in the industry. I just said, "Hey man, I don't know how to explain it. Talk to Adam. This guy got me started." And I was just, and all of a sudden Adam was enrolling these people under me, like all my people that I just handed to him, he was enrolling them. And I got a paycheck from Isagenix. And it was that paycheck that I realized, okay, what is this all about? And he sat me down and told me. And from that moment, I saw the vision. I saw what this could create. When I started watching a few of the tools, I really started grasping the power of network marketing. And yeah, I'm just so fortunate that I had a family that really supported me in whatever I ventured into. Helicopter school is not all that cheap. And they really, really did support me in that. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for that. And they really did support me this way as well. They saw it. They saw me losing the weight. A few of them jumped on the products and it just made this whole journey a lot easier. But yeah, it was an amazing, amazing start at least. And, you know, we're so honored to be in the Start 1000 now and really paving the way for young people to make this, you know, available to them.
For sure. And for the North Americans on the line, 30 kg is about 60 pounds, which, I mean, that's massive. And I love how you said your business just started growing organically because you really didn't know what to do. You turned them over to Adam.
Yeah.
Adam, I got to take my hat off to him. Adam is becoming just an amazing leader. There's many individuals out in the network marketing industry that if you just turn someone over to me, say, "Hey, Warren, talk to so-and-so." Yeah, I'm going to enroll them beneath you, but I'm going to take them as a personal sponsor. Exactly. And that's really shooting yourself in the foot. That's really like narrow vision, because by doing that, you never receive a check, right? Mm. Yes, there's people showing up beneath you, but you're not getting a check. And even when people say, "No, I want nothing to do with the business," I always, if you refer someone to me, I always enroll them with your ID number so that you actually get the benefit. And Adam was brilliant in that. And I wanted to point that out because it truly does make a massive difference. It really does.
It really does. And it was that first paycheck, you know, when I realized, and it was for $100. Literally, it was for $100. But as a student, you know, $100 makes a massive difference. That was 2/3 of my rent for the week, you know, and it really, really did make a massive, massive difference to, nice, to my belief and just that's seeing it as possible.
Wonderful. And now, Sarah.
Yes.
How about you? How did you get enrolled? Or how did you get exposed to Isagenix? And what's your story?
So, as you mentioned at the beginning, like I was an athlete growing up, so I thought I knew how to eat properly. I thought I knew how to look after myself. All the way through my teens and going into my 20s, I had tried everything under the sun to look after my health and to look after, my physical state and with my training and all the rest of it. And so, I was really looking for something to maintain my weight and just to lose a couple of kilos because, you know, when I went to university, I put on some weight and I found it really, really hard to lose. So I just was scrolling Facebook one day and I saw a before and after photo. So I was stoked as like, I've seen heaps of before and after photos on Facebook, but this one here really, really stuck out to me. Like, this girl had lost weight, yes, but she was glowing. She looked happy and confident. And that was something that I had really lost because when I went to university, I stopped training. I wasn't sailing as much. So that for me was massive. And so I literally jumped on a call. I got told about the program and I was all in. Like, I got painted a picture. Like, this is what happened on the call. I got painted a picture of what my health could look like in 30 days. And to me, that was super powerful. Like, that's like, you know, I always talk
about. What did they say to you? What, like, share that, because this is really significant. Someone painted a picture for you that captured your heart, captured you, like, oh my goodness, could this really happen? So share with us what they sort of said to you. I know it was a while ago, but.
Yeah, cool. So I obviously told them what my goals were. My goals were, I wanted to lose 8 to 10 kilos.
Okay.
At the time, you know, before I took my before photo, I didn't think I needed to lose that much weight until I saw my photo. So it was really important for me to do that. So, you know, on the other end of the phone, they were just like, you know, what would that mean to you to lose that 8 to 10 kilos? How would that make you feel? What kind of impact on your life, your social life, the way you feel about yourself, the way, you know, you look in your clothes, like all of these really deep and meaningful questions. It was all about why I wanted to do it. And then obviously, like, it was super important to me. Like, as a woman, I just wanted to wake up in the morning and I just wanted to feel good. Like, I just wanted to wake up with a smile on my face. I just wanted to wake up and have really, really high confidence in my body image and the way, you know, my posture, the way I held myself. And I wanted energy that lasted me throughout the day because I was working full time. So, you know, she painted a picture for me and told me what it would look like in terms of my day, you know, pretty much from start to finish. So, you know, you wake up, you look at yourself in the mirror, you'd feel amazing, you'd have a smile on your face all day, you'd be happy, like, you know, all the way to the end of the day when you get to the gym and you smash out a workout, how would that feel? How would you feel when you, you know, you did, like, you know, your grit session or your cardio session and you just, like, felt amazing after your shower and you didn't feel like you were going to fall over and, you know, had to go to sleep straight away, all of these things. And it was very visual for me because obviously, like, I did a design degree. So, you know, painting a picture for me was perfect.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Surely you decided to try the product. And did you drop your 8 to 10 kg?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So I started the 16-week Isobody Challenge. And that was so cool because I plugged into all the support on Facebook. So the Isobody Challenge page, our, you know, personal cleanse page that I got jumped into as well. And for me, like, seeing other people and, you know, seeing other people get results. And I was all about that because, you know, you could talk to more people, you know, you'd inspire more people and then they would inspire you. And then, you know, I dropped the 8 kilos in the 8 weeks and my whole body shape changed. Like, I'd never ever felt that good in my entire life. Like, I got into a bikini and then I went on, you know, at the end of the challenge, I lost 11 kilos, which was amazing. And I was just like, more people need to know about this because I want more women, especially, to feel as good as I did. And it truly was, like, came from the heart. And it just, you know, you can't deny how you feel in the morning. It is what it is. It's black and white to me.
It is. Absolutely. And I'm feeling just amazing right now myself. I actually just completed my first 30-day program ever.
Wow.
Years. When I started, we only had a 9-day. There was no 30-day. So I've done lots of 9 days. I'll go away on hunting trips with doctor buddies. I'll come home because we probably drink a tad too much. And I'll do a 9-day cleanse. And I thought, I'm coming up to a significant birthday. And what's ended up happening, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do a 30-day program before it. And I dropped about 13 pounds. I'm feeling lean. It's perfect. I love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump into the meat of our call because there's so many young people, my boys included, Creston and Tegan, they're 19 and turning 21. And let me tell you, as a young person, they would love to know how to build a network marketing business. I mean, you've managed to create a six-figure income. So let's just start there. How do you build a network marketing business in like starting at 18, Josh? I mean, you're only 21. You've been in 3 years. You've managed to create a six-figure income. I mean, linking arms with your beautiful girlfriend, Sarah. I mean, how have you guys done that?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think it's hard for any network marketer to kind of look back and say, well, how did we do it? Because it's usually a bit of a blur. Like it all just happens and you really find it quite hard to describe it. But we really went to work on this question. And I think the first thing to start with is you've got to make the decision. You've really got to make the decision to make this happen. If you can see the vision and you've been cast a plain picture of, you know, what this can make available to your life, you just need to make that decision.
Yeah.
And that's essentially the start of your journey, is making the decision to make it happen. And then being okay with everything that comes up with that. You know, for Sarah and I, we faced a lot of adversity from, you know, people quite close to us that really wanted to take us out of the picture straight away because it didn't fit their box of what was normal. Especially in New Zealand where, you know, some companies haven't quite, or some other network marketing companies haven't done it right, there's been a bit of a bad taste left in some people's mouths. And so we were facing this adversity. We were facing the objections of young people saying, I can't do this. And, you know, it was just bringing awareness to also where we were spending our time. Because, you know, when you run a network marketing company, you have to make sacrifices. There's a lot of sacrifices you have to make in order to be successful at this. And there were a lot of things we had to say no to. Like partying. I missed a few friends' 21st birthdays because I was leading launch parties. There was nightlife. We don't watch TV. We stay up late to be on international calls. Typical weekend activities that people are, you know, who work as typical 9 to 5 do, we sometimes can't do because we're out, you know, working our business. And that's okay. But, you know, on the other side of that, what I love sharing is what that makes available, because it's really important to be open and honest about what that makes available. Like Sarah and I haven't had a full-time job for a year now. Last year we moved to Bali and were able to spend 5 months over there not worrying about money. And yeah, it was cheaper to live there, but it was like a freedom that we now had. We now have, you know, time freedom to be able to spend every day with each other. And yesterday Adam and Bianca, myself and Sarah went on a horse trek and then went out to a craft beer brewery and just sat down and hung out as friends. And it's these little time choices which really make it, which really make it worth it, for want of a better phrase. It makes it really worth the struggle and the new learnings you have to go to and the growth process for what's on the other side of it. And, you know, we're just having so much fun doing it and having other people come with us. So, yeah.
Okay, so what you're saying is first and foremost, and you know what, I think this is relevant not only for the START members, the 18 to 35-year-olds, it's relevant for anyone joining this profession. It's a legitimate profession. In 2015, the profession of network marketing was 4.7 times larger than what Hollywood grossed.
Wow.
5 times larger than the movie industry. We did 100, and I believe it's $87 billion. So, I mean, it's a serious profession. So I like that. First, you got to make a decision. Then two, you got to be okay with what happens after that. But you got to be all in. You can't all of a sudden have some people say, are you nuts? What are you thinking, Sarah and Josh? Like, are you crazy? And now you're out of the game. No. You got to be okay with whatever comes. You've made the decision. You're doing this. And then you got to be prepared to make some sacrifices, which, again, as Arlene and I, there was times where she had to pick up a lot of, because we have 3 boys, and there's soccer, and there's lacrosse, and there's swim. I mean, there's just all these activities where all of a sudden she was doing a bunch of that because I was doing launch parties. I was doing these different activities. And so it's give and take. So you bet there has to be sacrifices. Now, moving on from the sacrifices is, again, I mean, I really want to know how you built it, okay? So you it sounds like you guys were both excited about your results, right? Yes. But how did you guys actually start to build it? And maybe one of the ways that we can sort of get into it is, as a young person, because I know my two boys, Creston and Tegan, come to me and they go, but Dad, my friends don't have any money, right? Like 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, they can't afford Isagenix. I'm going, well, it's food. And they go, yeah, but their parents will help with buying like groceries, but they're not going to help with buying a Isagenix. Like, it's a tough sell. Yeah. So why don't we start there? Like, young people typically don't have money. How the heck are you guys, again, how are you building it? How are you overcoming the problem?
Yeah, it's a good question, because like you said, it is the most common objection we come up against with our age bracket is the no money. I don't have enough money. And to come over it, and to be honest, Warren, like, to be raw and real, I'd say about 15% of our business are the people in the 18 to 25 category, because that is because of this objection, right? Now, what we've learned is that we need to create so much value for that person, like Sarah said, painting that picture for them starting Isagenix, because there is a massive young people's movement in this company, but we just need to create so much value that they will find the money and they will find a way to make it happen. Getting deep into why they want to do Isagenix. You know, why is it important for them to have another income on the side of whatever they're doing? Yeah. And I love the podcast I listened to by Jackson Parr, and he said, you know, in the human mind, there is a logical side of the brain and there is an emotional side of the brain. And if you can talk to that emotional side of the brain, it'll outweigh the logic 10 to 1, 10 to 1. So when you really get deep inside of why people want to start Isagenix, you know, for me, I really wanted to be able to spend more time with my grandparents who were getting older and have that time freedom just not have to ask for time off work and just say, hey, I'm going to come down and spend 5 days with you. And that'd be awesome. And when you really get to it, it really, really sinks home, and people find it. They just find the money. They will find a way to get started if it's important enough. So for that age bracket, that's what we're doing. And, you know, what that looked like was launch parties, a whole lot of launch parties we did. We did a massive launch party tour from the top of, from Auckland all the way down to Wellington, which is literally one end of the North Island of New Zealand to the other. Doing 3 weeks.
I want to dig into that. So launch parties, we know what it is. It's basically a in-home opportunity meeting where you're sharing what Isagenix is all about. Mm-hmm. How many people typically were showing up to these launch parties on average? Because you did a big tour right across your country.
Yep.
How many people typically would show up?
Seven on average.
Yeah.
Okay. If we added them all up and divided them by the amount of parties we did. Yeah, probably about seven.
Okay, seven on average. And then, I mean, I can feel your passion from both of you in sharing and creating all that value.
Yeah.
Out of the seven guests, how many people would actually say, yeah, I want to try this. I'm willing. Again, it has 100% money back guarantee for the first 30 days. So there's really no risk,
mm-hmm.
right? How many people on average would you say would join out of the seven?
I would say initially, like at the launch party, we would probably get one person started, get their details and get them started, right? On average. With follow-ups, I'd say we were getting at least 2 to 3 more people that were turning up to those launch parties started.
Yeah, just from a really, really strong follow-up game.
2 to 3. So, I mean, in reality is, from your launch parties, if you look at that 1 plus 3 is 4, I mean, you are really signing up 50% of them.
Yes. So
one of the other real important things is, how did you have the ability to follow up? Because let's say you're doing the launch party at Amy's place.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Amy's friends that are being invited out. So you've met them that evening, but you're not Facebook friends. You don't have their phone number. I mean, like, how were you able to follow up with them?
Oh yeah. So that's a really good one, Warren. So, it's all about, making new friends and really connecting with people when we're at the launch parties. Like, I don't know if it just comes naturally to me, but I just want to talk to everyone. So, it is really about making new friends, and I get pretty much everyone on Facebook or get their cell phone number, and then, you know, just find common ground, find something that you are both interested in. You know, it is, you know, 101 on connecting is really, you know, getting into their world and, you know, really asking them about why they're here, you know, what they want to achieve. And yeah. and just pretty much like, you know, touching on those things and then following them up, giving them a call later on if you're back in town, catching up with them. Like, it's just about building friendships.
And also empowering our team for the follow-ups as well. Like, you know, we had team members bringing people along as well, and it was that having that team common goal of following up and getting people started that really leveraged our time, because it wouldn't be time efficient for us to be following up with everyone's guests.
Yeah.
You know, so we were really following up. We were really saying, hey, Alice, how's it going with, you know, Gina, Chrissy and all them, because they looked like they were really excited to get started. And then she'll be like, oh, you know, I actually haven't followed up with them. I'm going to give them a call tonight.
Yeah,
you know?
And, or even on the back of that, you know, then we'll jump on a three-way call, because then, you know, we've already established that friendship. They've met us in person, and then it's boom, perfect, you know, onto the phone straight away. And then you obviously, like, it's, you know,
pretty... And then you guys close them on Amy's behalf or Alice's behalf. Love
it. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I love that. And that's fantastic. And again, I will tell you from my experience over the past 12 years, whether you're young or you're old, what you're saying right now is 50%, absolutely. That's very realistic. If you get 10 guests out to a launch party, you're going to get 50% join. I mean, there's some individuals that I know that probably get stronger, like 70 to 80%. And, you know, it comes with time. It really does. Now, what I'd really like to know is, what did you actually do? Tell me, describe to me and our listeners, what does an actual launch party look like for Sarah and Josh?
Yeah.
You show up at Alice's place. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Like we literally just, we have a little PowerPoint presentation with our photos. So whoever's presenting has their before and afters or another photo there. And we just share our stories. That was initially, it's all about a story. People want to know why, what's in it for them. I remember sitting at a UAA by David Wood, and he said, people don't care about your story. They just want to know what's in it for them. What can they get out of it? So we quickly share our story and we go over a few of the products. We share a few tools like the Why Isogenics video. And then we just ask people, you know, why are you here? What are you looking for? And we just start connecting with them, hand a few shakes out, hand a few bars out, and yeah, a few Isa Delights and all the awesome products. We've now got Wathans in New Zealand, which has been incredible because our first savory product. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're really just sharing and sharing from the heart, because that's what New Zealanders love.
Yeah, absolutely. And as well, I'm going on that, like, we do share quite a few Kiwi transformations, because Kiwis relate to Kiwis. And so, you know, we can, you know, drop, you know, some transformation from Taranaki, and then some from Wellington, some from Christchurch. Like, people relate to that, so they're not just thinking, oh, this is a, you know, a global thing, I don't know if this is a New Zealand Kiwi kind of gig, you know. So if we can really hone home that, you know, New Zealand is doing this and people getting results, and, you know, really addressing the fact that we do have a massive health crisis here, and, you know, that this is a solution, and there are so many people getting results. And then obviously, like, relating it back to them and going back to why they really want to do this and how much of an impact it's going to make on them personally and their life, around their family, their relationships, like everything. We really dig deep there.
Cool. Cool. Now, I know the other thing, again, you're already doing what a lot of others wouldn't, by actually doing a big tour and setting up all these launch parties. One last question with this, and I think it's really important. How, imagine Alice is your friend, obviously it's friends that are hosting the launch parties, but how were you convincing? What were you saying to Alice? Like, were they people that were already in Isogenics, or were they people that you got excited about, you casted a vision and said, hey, we'll come down to Christchurch, why don't you get a group of your friends together? How were you getting Alice to actually say yes to hosting a launch party?
Wow. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So first of all of these people in our business get amazing results on the products. Okay. And, you know, then we do have a really powerful conversation with them about how much of an impact it's made on them. And then, you know, imagine if I didn't share this with you. Okay. And I really, really, you know, they really start to think about that. And, you know, 99.9% of the time they're like, oh my gosh, I cannot, you know, I can't imagine my life without this. So then I say, cool, who else do you know in your life right now who needs this or who's struggling. And then the names start to pop up just like that. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Well, let's, you know, let's do a little bit of an information afternoon, you know, we'll make it really fun, really interactive. Like, let's invite your friends around and let's show them how freaking awesome this program is, because it's had such a massive impact on your life, right? And so, you know, we set a date and a time, all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, always on the phone inviting their friends along, and they just say, look, I've just started this new program. I love it. Can you please come around and support me on this, because it's made such a massive impact on me, my health, my life. And, you know, my friends, they're coming all the way down from Auckland, Taupo, to come in, you know, to help me out. So can you come support me?
Love it. And how if I was your friend, how could I say no?
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, we're hanging out. We're going to have fun. Why would I say no? I love it. So that's brilliant. Okay, so now let's move on. Because again, I know you're really big on being willing to do what others won't, right? Like, I mean, that's one of the big things. And also sort of like not following society's expectations, right? Because both of you technically should have a job 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, for the next 40 years of your life, right? So then when you retire on like, what, 40% of the income, and you might get lucky to get a $40 watch.
Exactly.
That's society's expectation. So you want to speak into that, like a little bit, like, being willing to do what others won't. I know you touched on the sacrifices, right? Like turning off the TV, not watching the footy games or the rugby games or the cricket games. I mean, it was really missing out on some of your mates' 21st birthdays. Like, are you kidding me? You're missing out that to do a launch party. So I get it. You were certainly willing to do what others won't. What other things were you sort of prepared to do that along that journey that others haven't been?
Yeah, I think to start with, it's, I really saw that there was like this box, and it was like life. This is how life should look. And like you said, Warren, it was the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, you know, save for a mortgage, get a house, have kids. And then after that, it was like, well, what's next? And after you've got the mortgage, I think the next big thing was paying the mortgage off and then getting to your 50th birthday. And that for me, I was just like, that's just a stagnant life. That's not what I want. I want adventure. I want fun. And I think subconsciously, society teaches us that just by agreement. Like, everyone agrees that's the right thing to do. Yeah. Everyone agrees that that is the way that life needs to look. And I was like, that sucks. Like, I do not want to do that. Like, why am I agreeing? And it was subconscious, that society, because everyone did it. And then everyone agreed that was okay. So everyone else went and did it. And everyone agreed that was okay. So everyone else went and did it. So, that's what I first noticed. And, you know, when I realized that I was just doing exactly the same thing, I realized I was going to get exactly what everyone else was going to get. And it wasn't going to allow me to live the life I wanted to live. I wanted to live a life of freedom. I wanted to live a life of contribution. I wanted to live a life of like, time abundance, being able to spend time with other people, because I think the most valuable gift you can give anyone is your time. And that's what I wanted to be able to give people. And I just couldn't do it having that 9 to 5. I read an amazing quote one day. It said, you've got to be willing to do what 99% of the world won't do to have what 99% of the world will never have. And like I said before, that was the facing the adversity from, you know, people that were actually quite close to us, you know, we thought would support us in our journey, you know, whatever we did. It was missing, like you said, for a 21-year-old, a 21st birthday is a big thing. And I was missing people to lead a launch party. And in society's view, that wasn't correct. You go to your friend's 21st birthday parties, whether you're dying, broken leg or anything. And I was missing them. So, you know, really stepping out of what society was teaching us to do and going forward with something brand new was scary, but it was just something we did. And, you know, now we live a life that we could never have imagined possible. I could never have got to this stage being a helicopter pilot. I was going to be married to my job. I was going to be just become a typical helicopter pilot. And that's not what I wanted to do. And now, yeah.
I think the thing is, Warren, that, you know, we both sat down and asked ourselves, why is this Isagenix? Why is this vehicle and these products, why are they so important to us? And always the answers outweighed everything else. Like, they always did. For the, like Josh was talking about, the amount of time abundance, you know, how we can actually contribute back to people and help other people. Like, there is nothing else out there that I could see that was going to give us what we wanted. And, you know, once we got shown the vision and shown the roadmap to go on, we were like, well, it's a no-brainer. Like, of course we're going to do it. Like, it wasn't really a question to us. We just kind of did it.
Mm. Nice. Love it. Absolutely love it. Now, I also know that through your build, social media has just been massive to your success. Okay, because the reality is there have been people, let's be honest, that Australia, 4 or 5 years ago was in massive momentum. I mean, you just had to be in Isagenix and all of a sudden people are going one star, two star, three star. I mean, it was incredible. In the last 3 years, things have sort of backed off. And I mean, in the last year and a half, you guys have gone like this.
Yes.
So in a small market, I mean, you're basically 1/10 the size of Australia. You're 1/10 the size of Canada where I live. And yet you guys are actually doing it. So I understand that you've really leveraged social media. So can we touch on that? Because I think you may have a few secrets that hopefully I can twist your arm into sharing.
Oh, thanks, Lauren. I don't know if they're secrets, but like for me, like when I shared at the beginning, like the reason why I got started was because of social media. So I feel like, you know, that is a massive part, you know, of my journey and, you know, why I got started and how I'm feeling so amazing right now. So I know how many people are scrolling Facebook, how many people go on Instagram, because I was one of those people. Like I was always on social media. So, you know, right from the get-go, I was like, cool, I'm going to post up my journey. Like I was just like all in and I was really, really excited. So I posted up, you know, my products. I posted up my lifestyle. I posted up just pretty much who I was. And I really treated my Facebook page like it was, a hard copy of my life, you know, and I really made sure that I was being truthful and that I was just, you know, pretty much putting Sarah out there to the best of my ability. And that really, really showed my results because I created a lot of curiosity and, you know, for me to not be just plastering, you know, what exactly it was that I was doing. A lot of people were asking me questions. And so then obviously I could, you know, answer those questions in a really, really powerful way. And then obviously from then go on and paint that picture for them, you know, to how it's going to really impact them personally.
Well, you know what, I'm going to, because I know we have some other things we want to touch on, but you know what, I think you're just actually scratching the surface of really what you do. And I would, if you guys are open to it, maybe what we'll do is we'll do a call with Adam and you guys and Rebecca and have you guys, maybe we'll do a social media call on how young people can share it, because what kind of statements are you actually saying? And I think that's so important, is you're not saying, hey, I'm doing Isagenix, you need to do it too, right? It's about creating curiosity. You don't say Isagenix, never say Isagenix. And the reality on your Facebook group or Instagram, you don't just want to have 1,000 Isagenix people and no other people, right? So I would love, if you're open to it, let's talk to Adam and that, if we can do a call together, because I think that would be massive, because both of you are creating such incredible, incredible success. Now, the other thing, because you said earlier, Josh, is only 15% of your organization is the 18 to 25 year olds, right? So the bottom line is you've got to be speaking to some older people as well.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you forming that posture to actually do that? Because like, isn't that scary? I mean, hey, you're at 19, you're just a kid. Give me a break. You're going to tell me what to do or how to do something?
Exactly, Warren. And I think it was at the age of 17 when everyone, you know, the big thing was getting to the 18-year-old milestone. And I was thinking, you know, when I'm 18, I'm going to have influence and people are going to listen to me. I'm going to be accepted in adult circles. And I was horribly wrong with that. I was just chewed and spit out of adult circles. Like no one really respects an 18-year-old's opinion. So, you know, and the biggest objection we were getting from people, the 18 to 25-year-olds, was that they didn't think they knew anyone in that age bracket that would do it with them. Mm. So I very quickly learned I had to grow my belief to a state where I could talk to anyone at any age and hold posture and belief about it and about Isagenix and about the opportunity and about the income potential and talk to anyone about it. And that's when I went on a massive personal development journey. I grew myself from someone who couldn't hold eye contact with anyone. Literally, like when I first met Adam, I couldn't hold eye contact with him. Someone who wouldn't get on a dance floor and dance. To someone who could literally like stand and talk in front of 100 people when I presented my first Wellness Wednesday. And that growth journey was not rough, but it was, you know, with any growth, there's a bit of pain that goes along with it. But I just saw that I needed to learn to talk to people who were 20, 30 years my superior and tell them about it. Because if I wanted to grow my income, I need to help other people do that. And the 18 to 25s were a hard market. They're just, in a business term, they're a tough market to crack. So that's what I did. And I just really grew myself. I built my belief in the areas of, you know, the products, the company, the compensation plan, network marketing in general. And the hardest one's always yourself, but that's what I did. And it was an amazing journey. And I'm so thankful I did.
And just on the back of that, what Josh was saying is it's literally just going and doing the do. Like if you really want to go and talk to older people, go and talk to more older people, like, and go and build relationships with older people. And the more you do it, like Emily Beverett always says, if you want to get better at something, go do more of it, you know, fail more. And so Josh and I really started to get out of our comfort zones and going to talk to more people who, you know, who we wouldn't necessarily, you know, off the bat go and talk to, and go and put ourselves in social situations and other group circles, you know, people who are, you know, quite high up in, you know, their jobs and the corporate world and all that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, this business is not built off product users. It's built off people who really do see this vision and who really want more. So that was what we really found out.
Oh, wow. I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, truly, yeah, if you want to get better, just go and do it. Yeah, it's okay if you muck it up. As David would say, Jimmy, all of us would say, every master was once a disaster, including me. I mean, oh my goodness, I had people running from me. It was bad in the beginning, but that persistence that you guys said, you guys made the decision and you overcome all the falling down, smacking yourself in the face, but you bounced back and you did it again and you did it again and you did it again. And now all of a sudden you guys are getting tremendous results. So that's huge. Now, Sarah, I know you're really big on this, especially when you're talking to the younger people about really encouraging them to dream again and really leveraging their dreams. Like you'll have a conversation, you'll get them dreaming and you really leverage it. So share about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is something that happened to me, okay? Because once I first got introduced to network marketing, I got painted a picture of what my life could look like, and no one had ever said that to me before. So straight away, I was off. I was dreaming from day one. And so it's really important to talk to people about thinking ahead in the future, you know, that 5 years, that 10 years, and really asking them what they want to do with their life, because most people our age aren't really thinking that way. So that was something that, you know, is really, really important.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm writing this down. So paint a picture. Okay, what your life could look 5 to 10 years in the future. And someone frame it. What did they say? How did they cast that vision? I mean, here you got a degree in textiles.
Yeah.
You're passionate about it. You got an honors degree. I mean, they casted a vision that caused you to be going down this one path road, and all of a sudden you go, whoop, hang on, maybe I should look at this. So how would you cast the vision for my son, Creston or Tegan? I mean, they're going into business, they're at university.
Yeah. So first of all, I would ask them what's important to them in life, right? Priorities. Like, you know, for me, I just like went to uni because everyone else did. And I really didn't sit down with myself and ask myself, Sarah, what do you want to do? What lights you up? What do you enjoy? Like, what puts a smile on your face? And totally awesome if, you know, going to university and getting your degree and going and getting that job, if that's going to put that massive smile on your face, go and do that. But for me, it wasn't. So, you know, I would ask him what makes you have a massive smile on your face, and what do you want to do? right? And he'll obviously answer going to university, and obviously if that's that job that he really has his mind set on, then that's cool. But if not, you know, he'd tell me what he wants to do, and then I would say, look, well, you know, what do you think is the best way for you to get there? How do you think you're going to get there? Or do you have any ideas of what's going on? Or, you know, have you thought about any other options? And then obviously maybe if he doesn't, then either he'd say no, and then I'd, you know, tell him about how freaking awesome this industry is. Because essentially this industry and Isagenix, because of the way that the comp plan, like when I got told about the comp plan, I was literally like, why aren't more people doing this? Like I was gobsmacked, like my jaw dropped to the table and I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm so passionate about showing people what's possible in terms of their income with this company.
When you say you shared the compensation plan?
Yeah.
Are you saying you need 300 BV on one leg, 600 another is 900 BV. You cycle once at $60. If you're in Australia or Canada, 54 in the US, 65 in Australia. I mean, how did they cast a vision on the comp plan that you went, oh my goodness?
Literally how I could get my food for free. That was the first thing. So they're just an upfront bonuses. And then I just got excited about unlimited depth and unlimited, opportunity in terms of how many people you could help, first of all, and how many other people you could go along this journey with, okay? Because essentially, if you're going by yourself, it's not really that fun. So I got excited about doing this with other people, linking arms. I'm a team player. I always have been. So that was super, super important to me. And yes, I got shown how to create a cycle, and I got shown how to make money while I slept, and I got shown how to make money, you know, with other people doing the things that we love each and every day. So for me, telling people about the comp plan is massive, because essentially you like money gives you time. Time gives you the opportunity to do what you want and what you love in life. For me, that's sailing. I want to go around the world sailing. The only way I can do that is time. What's going to give me time? Money. So that's what you kind of need to show people. And not everyone's brain works that way. So if you can paint that picture in a way that they really understand and they get it, like fully get it, not just like, you know, oh, cool, that's awesome. Like really understand how powerful this is and how it can massively have an impact on their life. They'll be like,
where do I sign up?
Like, what do you mean? Like, like it's just like mind blowing, right?
Another thing is, as you said, you're not doing it yourself. Like you're talking to someone and you're going, Creston, look, we'll link arms with you. We'll do it with you.
Yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing, because it doesn't matter whether Creston's a personal sponsor of yours or if he's 10 levels beneath you, 50, 100, 1,000, all that volume flows up to you. I mean, it like you said, it is an incredible compensation plan. I wouldn't say Isagenix has the best compensation plan, but what I will say, it absolutely has one of the best. I mean, it is right up there with the best of the best, because it's incredibly distributor friendly.
Yeah.
So love it. Now, Josh, okay. You're pretty jazzed on the concept of a performance-based income. And I mean, here, a lot of people get a job, they're salaried, and it doesn't really matter what you do. You got to do your job and you get your salary. If it's $5,000 a month, you get $5,000 a month. I like the way you think about performance-based, because to me, that's talking about sales. And you know what? I like, pay me based upon my performance. David Wood's that way. There's a bunch of people out there. I mean, I'd say a lot of successful business people are, you know what, pay me what I'm worth. I'll show you, I'll produce. So talk a little bit about when you realize the power of performance space versus sort of trading time for dollars.
Yeah, I was actually listening to a podcast of yours, Warren. So here we go. So I was listening to a podcast about residual income, one, and performance-based income and where the world is moving. Like even people that, you know, clean and service hotel rooms these days are not paid by the hour, they're paid by how many rooms they can do. And I just saw the world moving that way. And I said, well, if I'm slow, I'm going to be part of that old world model where I get paid a linear income. I can't make any more money. And I'm literally staring at my financial future and my paycheck every single week and fighting to make sure that I can make ends meet with that. And for me, that was like someone else telling me what I'm worth. And that's, I feel like for me personally, and a lot of people out there, you just die a little bit inside every time you get paid, because you're like, I'm just told I'm worth $18 an hour, and you're running around the country looking for the extra 25 cents or the extra 10% extra on top of your paycheck because that's what you think you're worth. And for me, that was soul destroying. I said to myself, how can I? I'm not going to do that. So when I heard of performance based income and like sales and the ability to earn more money based on what you think you're worth and how much you can produce and how much performance you can make, I was like, I'm all in. Like that's where I want to go. Like the world is moving towards e-commerce. You know, everything's online now.
Yeah.
And we're the generation, the younger generation is we're the generation that's pushing people to do that. Like no one else goes up to a shop now. We're the ones that buy on our phones, eBay, Amazon. In New Zealand, we have Trade Me. Everything's online. We're literally walking, even on Facebook now, there's little Facebook sponsored posts that you push buy now and it takes your credit card details quicker than an alligator snapping your arm off. Like it's literally so, so quick. And that's where it was moving. So when I saw performance-based income plus an e-commerce business aligning with residual income, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm all in. I'm all in. There is what else can you give me that's going to top that off? Like an unlimited earning potential. I couldn't believe it. So, I see a lot of friends and people these days, and if that's their passion, that's amazing. If that's the way they want to go into a job and if that's what they want to do, incredible.
Awesome.
But I feel for them knowing that they're about to be told what they're worth each year or each month. And I really wish that, I really am quite passionate about performance-based income and choosing how much you want to earn.
Well, and in this profession of network marketing, I mean, you get to decide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys choose to be just happy with, $120,000 to $180,000 a year. That's cool. And I mean, that's tremendous money. Mm. But something tells me that it's just around the corner that you guys are going to be going 4 and 5 stars. And you know what? When you hit 5 star, you're talking about $250,000 a year. I mean, how about this? I mean, you guys are the youngest 6-figure money earners in the company. Why not be the youngest millionaires in the company?
Exactly, Warren. That's where it's going very quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, because you know what? I will help move heaven and earth for you too. You guys got me fired up. Like, I need to go talk to someone because, oh my goodness. I mean, this has been absolutely a treat. And I'm so excited that we're going to be able to share this call with like 2,000 to 4,000 people around the globe. And it's exciting. It's so exciting what you guys are doing. I mean, you guys are, you're leading by example. You're going out and doing it, right? You're not afraid of the sacrifices. You're not afraid of missing out on some birthday parties. But as you said, now you guys get to choose. It can be a Tuesday. It can be a Wednesday afternoon. If you guys want to just go hang out with some good friends, do whatever. Meanwhile, everyone else is at work. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And I'm sure occasionally you get some older couples looking at you going, hey, Wirt's retired. What are you guys doing?
Yeah. At the brewery yesterday. That was the exact look we were getting from everyone.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that any of our listeners, if you want to get a copy of this recording, there's 3 ways you can get it. You can go to thetakeactionteam.com. And the recordings are posted there. If you subscribe to the Take Action Team email list, Katie will send you out the links, okay? You can go to Take Action Team on Facebook and join that group, and she posts the audios and the videos there. And then 3, if you want the audios to come onto your smart device, just go to podomatic.com, download the app, it's free. And then follow the Take Action Team. And then every time Katie posts it, you get a ding and it's on your phone and you could be working out at the gym and taking in this information. So I just want to say, Josh and Sarah, wow. Again, a huge congratulations. I can't wait to hear from you when you go 4 and 5 star. We're going to do this sooner than later because I really want to dig into how you're leveraging social media. We just didn't have time this evening. We covered so much, but I think we should get you and your good friend, Adam, Rebecca there. And let's do the call. Let's really change some more lives together. So thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having us, Warren. And
thanks so much.
Humbled to be here. So thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for your
time. Fantastic. Okay. Good night, everyone. Have a spectacular week.